increase in black grouse numbers at their reserve at Gelsdale. Well, it had never been done before, but a Cumbrian father and son have had to bow out of their attempt to ride right around Ireland on a tandem in just 5 days. Takes your breath away just thinking about it. The Beach Boys had entered the Ultra Challenge race around Ireland, but made the tough decision to call a halt when they reached Limerick beyond the halfway point. Now, I've been speaking to Father Norman Beach from Coniston and son James Beach, who now lives in Sheffield, who explained why they had to give up on their Ultra Challenge.
It was just gradually slipping away from us, so we tried a tactic of just trying to get back in touch with the race page. We weren't far off, we were probably a couple of hours behind, so we tried sort of going through the night with a slightly less sleep than we had been doing, just to try and catch up on those miles, which did work, but that's only sort of sustainable for so long, and then you're sort of getting pretty tired again. The course itself, we were sort of discussing as we finished, we were playing with the big dogs really. The guys that are out there cycling are some pretty crazy people, and people that do a whole load of races like this, and like the likes of Race Across America, etc. So we weren't shying away from the fact that we were going out to cycle with some pretty serious athletes. So it's some challenge. I mean, we managed to keep up with the race pace. We felt like we did ourselves proud on that side of things, but just a mammoth task, and the amount of miles that was, we having to average 275 miles per day, which, you know, we went well over that on the first day, slightly short of that the second day, and then we were sort of on a catch up. But ultra distance cycling on a tandem isn't really done all that often, so we were the first people to ever enter the race around Ireland on a tandem.
Yeah, it's difficult. No one's ever attempted it before. Race organisers have really appreciated us coming over and giving it a try, and it's attracted a lot of attention. So some of the hills, you know, two and a half miles of pedalling up the hill, it's slowed us up a little bit more than we anticipated, I guess. Well, we finished the Atlantic Low in the spring of 2010. Yeah, they're very different things, I think, because of the time factor. So on the Atlantic Low, we set off and we had supplies for 90 days. So I suppose our deadline was we needed to get across in 90 days. But if we got a bad weather day, or for whatever reason things slowed up a little bit, there's a massive sort of cushion there to compensate for that bit of delay, whereas on this everything is just continuously going down to the minute really, in terms of if we came off the road for a break, our support guys were there getting us ready, the bikes turned round, you sat down, you eat something right here, you go, lads, you've got to get back on the bike, and you know, when we went to sleep, you go to sleep for 20 minutes, and I have to come and wake you up and say, right, that's it, you've got to get back on the bike again. An experience which has been totally amazing. The race organised and the people over here in Ireland have been terrific, people coming out on the roadside, cheering us on.
Well, that was James and Norman Beach, the Beach Boys, who love an ultra challenge, 275 miles a day on a tandem. Most teams race it in a relay, and the next big challenge after Ireland, being a grandfather, says Norman. James's wife is expecting early next year. Well, good luck with that. Now, time for the